Nowhere man or woman doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? The question has come up again about people seeming all the time to be trying to achieve Facebook. Click, like. They've got to be liked. They've got to be accepted. They've got to be seen as a somebody. Otherwise, they're empty. My father was a nowhere man. Very quiet. Very gentle. Just went about his life. Gently. After he died, we went to a spiritualist church. And she said, your father's here, but I can't contact him directly because he didn't go to the next level. He went to the one beyond. And the message I'm getting from him is, all is love. He was a nowhere man. And his life was about love and caring. And we're all trying to achieve something, be somebody, make ourselves into a something that people admire. And all the time, we're running away from ourselves. There's nothing to achieve, there's nothing to gain because thou art that already. So we're running in the wrong direction. We're running out looking to get approval from people who are looking to get approval. People who don't have approval to give you anyway because they haven't found themselves. So running out and looking around, attempting to achieve, attempting to attain something in any way. Power is a big one. Money's supposed to lead to power. Admiration. Read the biographies of some of the biggest entertainers who stood on the stage and had thousands and thousands of people swooning over them. Read their biography. Fulfilled? Happy people? Very, very rare. You see, it doesn't matter how much comes from the outside. If you're empty on the inside, it just goes in and straight out the bottom. Because you haven't connected with yourself yet. And for that, you've got to reverse the whole process that you've been given. All the conditioning you've been given. Reverse it. And look inside. So, you may say, well, I look inside and all I see is, yes, that's right, that's all you see. That you need to see that. But then what you do is you judge it and then try to patch it up with something from the outside. Being better than the Joneses. Bigger car, bigger, bigger, bigger. But don't you see, look around. It is not working anywhere. The people that are most fulfilled, you'll hardly notice them. You may notice them and think, there's something different about this person. But they're not talking very much. They're not mixing very much. They're not an anybody. Look again, look again. To the quiet people. Not the people who are suppressed quiet, but expanded quiet. And you'll find there's a little smile on their face. You'll find they're kind, gentle people. Not weak. Absolutely not weak. A great strength there, but no aggression to it. It's a quietness, it's a gentleness. So, we keep looking on the outside, and it's not working. It's just not working, and it's so obvious that it's not working. I used to use this illustration of trying to get a golf ball into a Coke bottle, and you keep trying and trying and trying and trying, doing the same thing over and over and over that doesn't work. It's not working. If you don't feel wonderful, if you don't feel fulfilled and full of caring, then you haven't connected with your essential self, because that is who you are now. And there's nothing to do about that. You can't do anything about it. There's no need to do anything about it. That is who you are now. And if you keep looking on the outside on how to gain on the outside, you're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking in a direction where it won't work. Again, in the East, what they've said is sit down and be there. And then they give various types of techniques, mantras or breathing, or just sometime each day sit. But not to do anything, not to change anything, just to be with what is. You can accelerate that by doing the Satori group with either Claire or Kira. And you may have a Satori there, most people do. But you see, it'll go away if you don't reinforce it day by day, and eventually, moment to moment. I really mean that. I mean, moment to moment. Keep remembering. Oh, I got lost again. Oh, I'm looking for approval again. Oh, I'm trying to achieve again. There's no blame in it. Just see it. Ah, that's right. Don't change it. Don't suppress it. Don't judge it. Or if you do judge it, don't judge judging it. Just say, I see that. Deep breath, come back to now. Now, that's the formula. That is the formula. Now, and start again. Zen says, every second is the first second of your life. Experiment with it. Every time you remember, come back to now and be with yourself as you are. Now, your brain has been programmed in such a way that if it doesn't see what you've been told to see, it thinks something's wrong. But it's all upside down. Your brain cannot see the perfection because it's been programmed not to see. It's been programmed to achieve. Sometime each day, just sitting, being with yourself, and whatever goes on, just be with it. And then, as I say, eventually see how much you can have that with you in each moment. And then you'll see for yourself, there's nothing to achieve. Again, I know I use the words of Christ a lot, and that's because for me, what he's been attributed with, whether he said it or not, are the clearest words. When you see the in as the out, and the out as the in, the up as the down, and the down as the up. When you see a man as a woman, and woman as a man. When thine eye be single, then will thy body be full of light. Your body is full of light, but not the light that's the opposite of darkness. It's an unexplainable, incredible, amazing light. Not dramatically so, just so. It is now. I'm telling you, it is now. I see it on everybody that walks around. Anybody that wakes up to their own light sees it in everybody else. And they think, how strange. Here they are, trying to attain all these things, and they've already got it. Not only have they got what they're trying to attain, what they've got is way, way, way beyond what they're trying to attain. They've already got it. Thou art that here now.